The Refreshment Club, a transcribed feature presented by the Coca-Cola Bottling Company. Every week has a Friday, and Friday means that you attend your last meeting of the Refreshment Club until Monday. But don't forget, you can enjoy the pure refreshment of sparkling, delicious Coca-Cola anytime and any day if you keep a half dozen bottles ice cold in your family refrigerator. The Refreshment Club will come to order. The roll call begins our meeting. Clark Dennis.
Oh, boy.
Helen Jane Belke.
That's right.
The Cadet.
Here!
Walter Blaufuss.
Here!
The Refreshment Club Orchestra.
Here!
And Don McNeil.
Hello.
All present. The meeting is yours, Don.
And now let's all go through our little daily ritual together. All right. Get the glasses. Drop in the ice. Open the bottle. Pour out the Coca-Cola. And now refresh yourselves. Good old ice cold Coca-Cola. Well, it's first call for refreshment by Walter Blaufuss and the Refreshmenteers and the Gold Diggers Lullaby. The Gold Diggers Lullaby. I guess what the Gold Diggers are interested in is a little less lull and a little more buy. Diggers Lullaby, starting our little refreshment club gathering for today. And here's Helen Jane Belke, looking cuter than ever.
Oh, Don.
Oh, shucks, you do, too. That's life, I guess.
Yep.
Funny world, isn't it, Helen Jane?
Certainly is, Don.
You work, you slave. You know, my idea of a soft job is being an astronomer down in Texas, the Lone Star State.
Oh! Well, that's life, I guess.
What do you think, Helen?
Well, I think one of the greatest tragedies of life, Don, is when you save your money for something you wanted for a long time, and then on the day that you're all set to buy it, in the mail you get a bill you've forgotten you owed.
It's life, I guess.
It's life.
Ah, you know, I'll never forget when I arrived in Galena, Illinois, one frosty morning in December. I didn't have a single cent in my pocket. In fact, I didn't even have any pockets.
How on earth did that happen, Don?
I was born there.
Oh.
Yeah, that's life, I guess.
That's right. One day down when I was a little girl, I came home from school to find my little sister had taken all my Christmas presents, my little doll and all its clothes, and put it in her toy wash machine and washed them. And she'd cut all the flowers and all the curtains out of my dollhouse.
That's life, I guess. I'll never forget during my... Quiet. During my school days, I remember one teacher. I'll never forget him. He believed in slogans.
No.
His favorite was, "They shall not pass." Ah, that's life, I guess. What are you going to sing, Helen?
That's life, I guess.
I guess.
Sometimes I wonder what's in store for me. Your love could open heaven's door for me. But you don't care a straw for me. That's life, I guess. not a torch song. This is not a complaint. Why, I won't brand you the sinner and paint myself the same. But I often wonder what's in store for me. Your love could open heaven's door for me. Oh, but you don't care a straw for me. That's the life I guess. My days and nights all start to fall with you. My sugar kisses taste like salt to you. But why should I find fault with you? That's the life I guess. The world was bright when you loved me, and sweet was the touch of your lips. The world went dark when you left me, and then there came a total eclipse. Nobody knows how true faith can be, how close together love and hate can be. Goodbye just seemed a place for me. But that's the life, I guess, yes. That's the life, I guess.
Yeah, that's life, I guess. Never forget. When I was a kid, my father was a farmer. Believe me, he gave me many a good thrashing. I was paddled so much the kids called me Canoe. Well, we have a lot of the boys around here who've been in the same predicament. Old Carl Farfar, now rather fat and jolly, was at one time just a meager little fellow, like the rest of us were. Carl's so fat now that he had to go on a diet to play Santa Claus. It's getting right along. Ted Wheeler, waiting there for me to mention his name, the saxophone section. He now stands up and takes a bow, falls to a seat again. Ted's a very quiet walker. Once he wore out a pair of rubber heels, he's been walking on his tiptoes ever since. Then there's Frankie Papila, our accordion section. He is now standing on a self-imposed podium there, about to play a solo for you. Nobody plays an accordion solo quite like Frankie Papila. Frankie took his wife out eating spaghetti, one of his favorite dishes, last night, and she complained the spaghetti was too stringy. She found out she'd forgotten to take her veil off. But here's the way Frankie plays. I Got Rhythm. Get it, Frankie. You can really play. And he and the cadets get along very well, too. The other day in rehearsal, Frankie Petula played Kitten on the Keys on the accordion, while at the same time the cadets did Bulldog on the Bank, and they harmonized perfectly, and that's really something, too. And speaking of the cadets, here they are. And not that they object to the way Bob Denton called the meeting to order today, as he does every day, but they've got a little addition to make. Boys, call the meeting to order once more, please.
Then get on board, little chillin', get on board, little little chillin', get on board, little chillin'. There's room for many or more.
Brothers.
Yes, sir.
And sisters.
Hurry up.
We all are gathered here tonight.
Hallelujah.
To show old Mr. Satan just how good we can fight.
Now he'd better start retreating.
You tell him, Father.
Cause there's no way he can win.
No, sir.
Brother. This
hallelujah meeting is ready to begin. The meeting for the water. Lift up your voice and shout. The meeting for the water. We'll now put things to rest.
Come on, everybody, swing.
The devil hates to hear you sing. The meeting for the water. Lift up your voice and shout. Glory be. Glory be. With a song we'll sing our way to victory. Oh, Lord, we praise the great recorder.
Come, let your feelings out.
And
the meeting for the water. Lift up your voice and shout.
Now, one arm, Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
This is way.
Yes, sir.
If you have no objection.
Oh, I sure I ain't.
Just before I go to sleep.
Yes?
Please take up the collection.
Well, I sure I like that.
Brother here, though. That rat that is just for nothing.
Sounds like you know it.
Took a quarter off the plate.
Yes?
And then laid down a button.
Mm-hmm. That sure sound like that. He can make deal to me.
Though I ought to call his name, I promise I won't harm him.
Oh, he'd like that.
If that butter will repent and give the cause a dollar.
A dollar?
Oh, hallelujah. Praise the word. Mm-hmm. The place is full of money.
Well, you look at that.
All I see is dollar bills. Now, that is money, funny.
Oh, praise the great recorder. I'm left your feelings out. The meeting's for the water. Lift up your voice and shout.
Yes, sir. Very nice, boy. So I'm Deacon McNeil, eh? And in the next breath, they talk about putting dollars in the collection box. It's what I call passing the buck. The laugh you heard in the distance belongs to Walter Blau, our official laugher on this program. Walter's having a little trouble with his new suit. It fits him too snug. Taylor forgot about Walter being such a heavy eater, he didn't allow for weight. Just had more men like Walter, the government wouldn't have to worry about surplus crops. Well, quiet, Walter.
Now, this is just between you and me. I want you to keep this very confidential, listener. Walter Blaufus and the boys are going to play a rumba. It's called Panama. Keep this up your hat.
That was a rumba with Walter Blaufus playing on two empty cottage cheese cartons and Bob Denton holding him to keep him from putting him through the floor. Bob, once before I told you that a word to the wives was sufficient, but today you're going to speak about their husbands, so I think an added word or two would be very apropos.
A great many men enjoy the pause that refreshes with ice-cold Coca-Cola downtown. Many of these men will have the afternoon off tomorrow, and they'll be home, pottering in the basement, working on a car, or doing some of the many odd jobs that men like to do around the house. Now, here's a suggestion that I know you will find helpful. Have cold and frosty bottles of Coca-Cola in your refrigerator for the Saturday afternoon refreshment of the handyman you're married to. He'll think you're taking pretty good care of him, and you'll actually get him to do more work. Try it tomorrow and see how wholeheartedly he welcomes the idea. But be sure to get a supply of Coca-Cola today in the handy six-bottle carton. Put the bottles in the refrigerator and have the pure, wholesome refreshment of Coca-Cola ready for your husband tomorrow afternoon. All right, Don?
All right. They say that songwriters seldom get much money for a number these days, but Pennies from Heaven could make some pretty good money. Got it right in the title there. Pennies from Heaven from the picture Pennies from Heaven. Turned out to be dollars from additional records made in theater. One of the big producers in Hollywood. Are you listening to this?
I sure am.
Thanks. You're going to sing this number, you know. One of the big producers in Hollywood sent for an author, is Thomas Clark.
Yeah.
He said, give me Mr. So-and-so. That was an assistant. The assistant said, yes, sir, but are you sure that you want Mr. So-and-so as an author? You know, he, well, I've read his stuff and don't think perhaps he's a little caustic. Producer said, what do I care how much he costs? Get him. Huh? Oh, yeah, yeah. Pennies from Heaven. I like those songs about money. I think it's nice to have one once in a while. Fella, I heard of, made $1 million, Clark.
Yeah.
Not writing numbers, but he made $1 million. And he wanted to impress his friends with his new wealth. So he lived next to a river, and he got himself a raft. And he nailed $1,000 bills all over it and floated around the river on it. It was easy to see that he'd made a raft of money. He made a fresh friend at the same time. All right. Sing Pennies from Heaven, Clark, and would you mind dedicating this to our Scott saxophonist, Ted Wheeler?
That's all right by me.
You know, on the golf course, Ted always likes to place a penny on the tee before he hits his drive. It helps him keep his eye on the ball. Pennies from Heaven, if you please.
From heaven, don't you know it's hard to contain pennies from heaven? You'll find your fortune falling all over town. Be sure that your umbrella upside down. Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have power. For when you hear heaven for you and me.
Now it's memory time on the Refreshment Club. Let's refresh our memories with Trail's End. Lovely melody of Trail's End is written by our chief steward, Walter Blaufus. A little poem to go with it that I'm about to read was written by George Dooley of Lawrenceburg, Tennessee, who's been a helpless shut-in for 25 years. There's just one finger of his left hand that he can use, and with this one finger he typewrites. Not only does that, but he draws cartoons by means of his typewriter and his spaces to do one at his home, which he sends me. Very swell. And here's what this shut-in expects at his trail's end. Some people boast of wealth or fame, yet they had nothing when they came. Never had any more clothes than me, just added one to the family tree. Then I had nothing to trade and sell. I held my own and I done right well. My store of wealth has been my mind. I've got nothing to leave behind. Though stocks and bonds go up and down, or all the banks close up in town, they can't disturb my peaceful rest. No burglars rouse me from my nest. I know there's nothing I could lose but just a pair of worn-out shoes. And when I balance up my book, I'll find I've got nothing to leave behind. Now, in worldly goods, I must confess, a man like me can't stand success. For financial wealth, I do not care. I'd not feel safe a millionaire. There's too much income tax to pay. That's why I spend mine every day. And when I pass through the golden gate, they'll never fuss over my estate. If I get 3 square meals a day, that's all I could ask for anyway. And when I reach glory, I'll share the same service as a millionaire. Though many days I don't earn a dime, just pecking away and killing time, from my last invoice here I'll find nothing to take or leave behind. That's a very lovely melody, Walter. Well, sir, our cadets are all set and ready to bring you one of those old-time numbers. This one is Peggy O'Neill, and I should know all about this, because the name is something like my own. How old is Peggy O'Neill?
This is 15 years old, Don. It's written in 1921.
Oh, is that so? Gosh, she's younger than I am. I thought Peggy O'Neill was an old lady by now. 15 years. Well, that isn't as old, is it? You know, there's an enterprising Viennese fella who's compiled a big catalog containing the themes of all the old songs. Of course, another way of finding them, of course, is to listen to the new ones on the radio. All right, but here's an old one. Peggy O'Neill.
Peggy O'Neill is a girl who could steal any heart, anywhere, anytime. And I'll put you wise how you recognize this wonderful girl of mine. If her eyes are blue as skies, that's Peggy O'Neill. If she's smiling all the while, that's Peggy O'Neill. If she walks like a sly little rogue, if she talks with a cute little brogue, sweet personality, full of rascality, that's Peggy O'Neill. And she really said a felony, but a million fellas get the feeling fully when they meet Peggy O'Neill. There was nothing slow as Molly over still, and all I know that she could never stand a show of sweet Peggy O'Neill. If she walks like a sly little rogue, if she talks with a cute little brogue, sweet personality, full of rascality, that's Peggy O'Neill.
Yes, indeed, that's Peggy O'Neill. All right, now for a touch of the classic. Walter Blossus and the musicians here put on their long hair for just a little stretch. The same musicians, but playing the classic for you this time. It's the prelude in G minor, not the famous one in C minor, but a very musical one in G minor by Rachmaninoff.
Thank you.
And so the Refreshment Club comes to the end of another week of fun, songs, and music. We'll be back with you Monday. Be good to yourselves till then. And be sure to be at your radio Monday to hear Helen Jane Belkey, Clark Dennis, Joan and the Escort, the Refreshment Club Orchestra under the direction of Walter Blauser. And this is yours truly, Don McNeil, wishing you a refreshing weekend and reminding you, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere.